I'm Marianne Kolbaczek-McGee, executive editor at Information Security Media Group. I'm at HIMSS 25 today speaking with Chris Tyberg, who is CISO of Abbott. He's also chair of the Health Sector Coordinating Council's Cyber Work Group. Hi, Chris.
Hey, Marianne. Thanks for having me.
Thank you so much for joining me here. So, Chris, you're here at HIMSS presenting on the Health Sector Coordinating Council's Health Industry Cybersecurity Strategic Plan, the five-year plan. And you've outlined how the industry can go from a critical sort of position right now to a more stable position in cybersecurity by 2029. Just to start things out a little bit, what do you see as some of the most concerning emerging cyber threats today in the healthcare sector, and why? And looking ahead 5 years, what do you kind of anticipate?
Yeah, thanks, Marianne. It's really hard to anticipate 5 years out in this space, right? Everything changes so much. We've all this emerging technology. In the last year, we've talked a lot about Gen AI and AI, and it seems like every day we wake up and we learn something new in that space and something we didn't know about earlier. And so I think one of the biggest challenges is staying on top of that. But, more or less, from a cyber threat perspective, it's still a lot of the same threats, right? So even though a lot has changed, a lot has stayed the same. When you look at what's impacting organizations, it's the things that we've dealt with for years. It's phishing attacks and social engineering attacks and vulnerabilities and externally exposed systems and, stolen identities and things like that. So we have to think about, those emerging spaces and those new technologies. But a lot of what we need to do, too, is what we've always needed to do. And the basic blocking and tackling, we just need to be more consistent with it and see it through.
So now, Chris, what must the healthcare sector do to fend off these threats and to get in a much stronger cybersecurity position to battle this? I know that you outlined four components, for instance, of the strategic plan: access, workforce, community, innovation, and then there's also 12 other items. What kind of stands out as the most important things that these healthcare organizations should be focused on right now?
Yeah, and I think, we have a lot of resources, right? Over the last several years, whether it's the Health Sector Coordinating Council Cyber Working Group or any of the many other industry groups that are operating in healthcare, or the groups like NIST and MITRE and those other standard-setting organizations, a lot of work has been done to build out resources that tell us what we need to do. Now it's really about, implementing those things. And so that's a key piece of the five-year plan, is how do we take all of the resources that have been developed and make sure that we're taking action on them and we're implementing those. And so, that one of the themes of the plan is around access. Just like in healthcare, we talk about people getting access to healthcare products and healthcare services. Similarly, in cybersecurity, how are we making sure that organizations have access to those resources and that they can get them easily and probably most importantly in a simple, easy to use way? Especially if you're a smaller or medium sized healthcare organization, you probably don't have the resources to focus on cybersecurity. You may have one or two IT people that do cybersecurity in their spare time. One of our goals is to figure out how do we make those resources not only available, but how do we also simplify them so that people know exactly what they need to do when they need to do it.
So now, Chris, what about advanced or emerging technologies that are most promising to help the healthcare sector improve its cybersecurity posture?
Yeah, and from a technology, emerging technology perspective, a lot of focus lately has been on AI and Gen AI. Obviously, our job in cybersecurity is to think about the risks with those technologies and make sure that as we work in our organizations, we're protecting the use of those technologies as organizations. organizations are looking to use them. We obviously know that threat actors are looking to use those technologies, and so we also have to protect against those emerging technologies. I think one of the biggest opportunities going forward is how do we protect with those emerging technologies, specifically Gen AI. I think there's great opportunities for us to leverage those technologies to speed up our response and help us scale our response better. You know, we just talked about smaller and medium-sized organizations. We probably can't churn out enough resources to be able to support those organizations. And we obviously have other challenges about, you know, where they're geographically located and things like that. I think we will have to lean on some of these technologies like Gen AI to help us scale and be able to respond to the threats more efficiently.
You mentioned the cyber attackers, the hackers getting their hands on AI tools that also could help them sort of, you know, raise the bar and the sorts of things that they do. What worries you most about AI in terms of it being in the hands of cyber criminals and what healthcare entities need to be aware of right now?
Yeah, I think there's a lot of different opportunities that attackers can take advantage of when it comes to Gen AI, whether that's, you know, their ability to write malicious code more efficiently or, you know, make more convincing phishing emails or social engineering. There's a lot of discussion right now around deepfakes. And, you know, you talk about business email compromise attacks, the ability for attackers to use those technologies for that. So I think, you know, just like other things, our response needs to be across the board, from technical responses and how are we ensuring that we're developing secure products and we're testing those products and systems, to user awareness and training. Right? Talk about social engineering attacks. Our biggest first line of defense there is a trained and educated workforce. And so, you know, we need to also be investing in those areas to make sure that people can detect those types of risks.
So what kind of progress do you see in terms of the medical device community? Obviously, you know, the FDA has been raising the bar on medical device cybersecurity. What is the state right now of medical device cybersecurity, being that medical devices, you know, there could be thousands, tens of thousands of these devices in some of the large organizations, if not more? Are things getting better? Is it more, you know, the newer products that are coming out that are more mindful of the issues? And what about the legacy devices?
Yeah, we've made a lot of progress in this space over the last few years, you know, thanks to the work that the FDA did with the pre-market guidance, which, you know, recently was updated, and then, you know, post-market guidance from 2016. A lot of progress has been made on security of medical devices, you know, especially those newer devices, those next generation devices. I go to some of the work that's been done by the Health Sector Coordinating Council Cyber Working Group in the Joint Security Plan. If you go look at that, really lays out, you know, the requirements of building a medical device security program and secure by design. And for the last several years, we've done a benchmarking effort across the industry, and we're seeing those improvements as companies adopt the guidance and the requirements from FDA, but also look to implement the Joint Security Plan and other resources that are out there. So a lot of progress has been made, but you can, you know, as we just talked about, you know, the threat is always changing and emerging. So we have to stay vigilant and keep evolving and keep improving our processes and capabilities.
And finally, Chris, as a healthcare sector CISO, what keeps you up at night?
You know, I sleep pretty well at night, and the reason I do is because, one, I have a great team that I get to work with, but I also get to work with groups like we have here today. You know, 400 some professionals that are very focused on this, are working very hard, both in their day jobs and then also extra. You know, a lot of the materials that come out of the Cyber Working Group are people that are are doing that in their free time. And so, you know, I'm inspired by the dedication and effort of the people that work in this field, and that gives me great confidence that, you know, we'll be able to meet these current challenges and the ones in the future too.
Well, thank you so much, Chris. I've been speaking to Chris Tyberg. I'm Marianne Kopaczek-McGee of Information Security Media Group. Thanks for joining us.